Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So the good news is a guy asks her out, but not for this week, not for next week. He wants to go out in 2 weeks for a reason that has her wondering if he's being shady or not. So this guy I've been talking to asked me out, which sounds great, right? Well, it's a little weird. He didn't want to hang out this weekend or the next. He wants to go out in 2 weeks. So obviously I asked him why. He wanted to wait so long. I was expecting him to tell me that he'd be out of town or something, but his answer totally threw me off.
Hit pause. So somebody sets up something 2 weeks from now. Would you ask them why you don't want to see me sooner? I don't feel like 2 weeks is that long of a time. Like, if you're a busy person and you have stuff on your social calendar, it's very reasonable that you could wait 2 weeks to see somebody.
I would be curious, but I wouldn't ask.
Yeah, it just seems to me like I feel like that's a bold question, no?
I could see that. Like, if a guy asked me out today, not that they're going to, but today, and said, do you want to go out next weekend? That would be kind of normal to me, because maybe you're doing something this weekend. I mean, you've got a lot going on with work, but yeah, I wouldn't ask.
Don't you think though, Mo, if a dude really wants to see you, is really excited, it's going to make time before 2 weeks.
I think so.
If it's a lunch, right?
In most cases, that's the thing. Because in most cases, yes. But there's been times when I wanted to date somebody and they only had weekends available, which is common for a lot of people. And I just might have the next 2 weekends booked because of a vacation or an event. So there has been times in the dating world where I just met somebody and the timing makes it to where, like, I'm really not available for like two and a half weeks.
Now, I've been out of the loop for a long time, but to me, weekend real estate was major real estate. So I think we've talked about this before. The lunch date is the setup to see if we both earned a weekend date.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Still?
Absolutely.
Is it still like that?
That's fair.
For me, I do prefer a weekday date because it's like less pressure. But for me, it's more about like a casual drink date. So sometimes I'll meet a guy and like pregame going out with my friends by grabbing a drink, but it's usually like a Thursday.
Ours felt like the lunch date in the middle of the week was perfect because we both only have an hour, right? We got to get back to work. So if it's going well, then we're going to be excited about the next one. And if it sucks, we got 60 minutes and then we're back to work.
There's just something so unsexy about a lunch date though.
Exactly. Like,
we're going to Panera and just having a salad together.
No. You take me to Panera, we got bigger issues.
I got Buffalo Wild Wings.
That would be fine.
Now you know I like it.
Yes.
Turns out he's currently in a relationship with someone else. And he's thinking about breaking up with her. This is what she writes. He asked me out for 2 weeks from now in order to give himself some time to figure things out with his girlfriend.
He had to put his 2 weeks notice.
I don't know how to feel about this, she says. I mean, I appreciate his honesty, but it seems totally disrespectful to her and to me. Am I wrong?
No.
Well, let's chew on that one for a second in a minute.
No.
I'm torn between understanding his situation and not wanting to be the reason he breaks up with his girlfriend. Plus, I don't want to be someone's rebound or a fallback option if things don't work out between them. I believe in honesty. This just seems messy, she says.
It is.
I'd really appreciate your thoughts and advice on this.
I'm not going out with this guy.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not going out with this guy. You're still currently with your girlfriend, so much so that you're quite literally calling her your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to entertain me. I would run.
It's not that he's like dating other people. He said that he's in a relationship with someone else. You figure out what you're doing with that relationship, and then once you decide to break up and you are a single individual, mm-hmm. then I will go out with
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Not only should you... I thought we were doing a ditch or date, but it's just a shady or not. It's beyond shady.
Shady.
I don't think he's doing anything wrong. The honesty is appreciated. That part I think is cool. But at the end of the day, I can't disagree with y'all. I'm not dating somebody fresh off. You're not even fresh off the relationship.
No.
You're not even out it yet. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I was trying to play like men's defense attorney, but mm-hmm. I can't even do it with my heart.
Yeah, and so he's basically, I would feel so used. Like, mm-hmm. you're contemplating getting out of this relationship with your girlfriend, but you're not sure if you want to.
Yeah.
So you're going to go out and you're going to try me and go on a date with me
right.
to see, like,
grass
is greener on the other side. And if not, you're going to stay with her. Yeah, I don't want any part of that. Get out of here.
Help me through this breakup. Like, it almost feels like that. Help me get through this.
So, yes, absolutely shady.
Shady.
Right? Shady.
The Burt Show.